Welcome to Daring to be Happy with Leela B, the podcast that invites you to show up, play big, be courageous, and inspire you that through meditation you can find peace and live happy. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible. Remember that you can qualify for a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial by going to leelab.life/audible. There are so many titles for you to choose from, and Audible works on iPhone, Android, Kindle, and MP3 players. So I don't have a question to answer for you today, but instead I wanted to share some of my discoveries this week. And my main discovery has been that thinking is really painful. In fact, it's exhausting. And so I've suddenly, finally realized and decided that I'm going to quit thinking. At least when I remember. But how I came to this discovery was that I noticed that I had a lot of problems at the moment. I was experiencing a lot of pain and trying to figure stuff out and plan for the future. And so maybe you're a future thinker, or maybe you tend to hang out more in the past. Most people tend to go one way or the other. I've always been a future thinker. I've always been quite happy just to leave the past where it is, not overanalyze it too much. And no, I don't really live with regrets or anything like that. But I love trying to figure out the future. I love to decide what it is that I want, that I desire in my life, and then think about how I'm going to get there, how I'm going to achieve it. And I've seen time and time again kind of how a lot of the time this is really pointless. I've had these moments of kind of creative explosions in my head of new projects or new products or things that I'm going to create or that I can then like sell. And I've got quite an entrepreneurial mind, but I'm not in a position at that point in time to take any action on this project. So I just think about it a lot and wait until there's a time that I can, you know, put it into action. And what I find is almost 100% of the time that by the time I'm in a position to actually put time and effort into creating this thing, the moment is gone. Or it's no longer a good idea. Or I've had some clarity, or I've done maybe a tiny bit of research and it doesn't stack up. And I started to realize that what I thought was like creative brainstorming is actually just totally indulgent future planning and future thinking. Yeah, and so my life circumstances at the moment mean that I'm traveling right now, but when I go home, I'm going home to no job, nowhere to live, no car. And it's been freaking me out a lot. And I've been trying to figure it out because it seems like a pretty big deal and a pretty big problem, all of those things. So it was really actually causing me a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. And I finally, while on this meditation retreat, shared these struggles that I was having. I knew that thinking about it too much wasn't really productive. And yet my mind was so addicted to it that I didn't know how to kind of get off the thinking train. And it was great because I shared it. I put it out there, which helped to shift the energy. I asked for help. Oh my God, like asking for help is so good, guys. It's such a good idea. Just put your pride aside and just ask for help. And I talked to a lot of people and I heard a lot of good things. And the totality of that was that I finally found a way to get out of my own way and to really commit to being here still now. And here's what else I also noticed about this trap of thinking about the future. is that thinking about the future is simply an attempt to make whatever happened in the past better, more right, or more good. So it's still connected to the past moment. It's not based on anything real that's actually happening right now. So I've decided to give up all the thinking. And what I noticed when I did that was that I was actually in a really similar position about 3 years ago. But I was completely like excited and interested and just in the moment without planning and without knowing what was going to happen in the future. I was just excited by any prospect and any opportunity and just open, fully open to whatever may come my way and whatever may present itself. What I noticed this time round is I was living in this mentality of lack and mentality of fear. And I'd completely lost my sense of adventure. And that was a big turning point for me when I saw that. And I was like, oh no, no adventure. That's not me. I'm all about adventure. I'm all about playing and being open. And so that was kind of the pivot point for me. It's allowed me to recommit myself to making this moment right now more important than any other. Committing to this moment 100%. Not 90%, not 95%, not 99.5%. Because it doesn't matter if it's anything less than 100%, it's actually zero. If you're anything less than 100% with anything, the back door is open and it might as well be zero. And what I realize that in this moment is so freaking magical. It allows you to see the magic in everything. And I just want to squeeze every single ounce of juice out of this moment right now. And so I'm so pleased to have you here for that ride. And that doesn't mean that I'm not going to forget every now and again, that I'm not going to unconsciously drift off into thought, into thinking. But it means that every time I notice that I have, I'm going to commit myself to coming back here now. And if you're listening to this and saying, yeah, but how do I do that? While it's a supremely easy and simple thing to do, essentially, if you don't have a existing, consistent meditation practice and an experience of what it is to come back to yourself, your truth, to that still silent space that Jivana mentioned on Monday's episode, you probably are going to find that pretty challenging. It's going to sound like a pretty challenging concept right now for you to get. And it's certainly something that I haven't been able to always do. It's only come as a result of making this commitment to my meditation practice, making this commitment to my spiritual practice as, you know, a modern day Ashaya monk and a meditation teacher, and committing to that meditation practice every single day. But the trick is with it is to just start really small. Even if it's just sitting down for 5 minutes every day with your eyes closed, whether you're using a meditation app, a mantra, a guided meditation, whether you're using the pink light technique downloaded from leelab.life, whether you're just watching your breath, watching your thoughts, counting your thoughts, just start there and then just watch. Just watch whatever is there. And as the show progresses, I will have more and more guests on to help you with that and share with you more and more techniques and trainings that you can use to get started. So just hang in there. And I've got some very exciting news. Yesterday, when I decided that I wasn't going to think anymore, about a couple of hours later, I got a message from someone who had listened to my show, had watched one of my Facebook Live videos, and was the organizer of International Podcasters Day, which is coming up on the 30th of September. And he said, we'd love to have you as part of the program. And it turns out that they're going to do over 30 hours continuous live streaming of sessions online. And I have been invited to speak. So it's mad. That's almost exactly like what I wanted to do, but at this convention next year. And it's happening now in 2 weeks' time. So it's quite mad. And I'm like, oh God, what am I going to talk about? But within a couple of minutes of just sharing the news with a friend, I'd gained the clarity on what the workshop's going to be all about. And it's going to be tuning into your creative flow. And that's what so much of creating this podcast has created for me and allowed me to discover the creative flow that I didn't even really know that I had access to, but I'm discovering it more and more. So it's going to be Saturday the 30th of September. Now, I'm going to make things a little bit easy on myself. I may not do a Thursday episode next week, just to allow me the time and the space to give to preparing for this event on the 30th. So I would love you to join me for International Podcasters Day. I'm planning some really amazing stuff, so I'll put a link to the event on the show notes. Yeah, so once again, thank you for allowing me to share with you, allowing me to play in my creative flow. I'm super, super grateful. And I want to praise you for your willingness to show up, play big, be courageous, find peace, and live happy.